Blog Talk Radio.
Breakfast Club in Houston, Texas, and Marcus Davis is going to be my special guest. In about 10 minutes or so, he's going to join us. We're going to talk about those Houston Rockets, James Harden, Clint Capella, all that. You can, you got the link, right? So you can join there at any point. Right, so I'm actually telling him like how he can get on. And, All right, so we're live on Periscope over there. We're live on Facebook here, and you're going to join us.
All right.
You can join the show as a guest. All right, so on today's show, you're going to show me later. We're going to talk about those Houston Rockets, right? They have been on a roll, James Harden and company last night. Another win at home. The streak is, what, six games now. They beat the Pacers. And then we're going to also talk, a little bit about the NBA, in particular those Houston Rockets. And for those of you who have been contacting me about Lonzo Ball, what do I think? I'm going to, you know, I'm going to hear from you. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let Marcus tell you what he thinks as well. Also, you know, we can't really do a sports show and not have some conversations about those Houston Texans, not here in Houston. So, while the Rockets are continuing to soar, welcome over on Periscope. The Houston Texans are they're trying to stop this free fall. They have Tom Savage in as quarterback. And, well, it is just, it's just not been, and it's not been, well, he's just not very good. There's no real diplomatic way to say it. There's no real nice way to get around it. So we're going to talk about Tom Savage and the Texans. We're also going to talk about just what's happening around the NFL in general. For you Dallas Cowboy fans, feel free to weigh in. You know, if you want to preview and talk about your matchup with the Redskins, you are welcome to do that as well. All of that's happening on today's show. So some of you are joining me on Periscope. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Some of you are joining me live on Facebook. If you're live on Facebook, be sure and share the video. In fact, I'm going to remind you of that now. If you'll share the video so that your friends and your community can join us and be a part of it. As I said, we are live on Facebook. Good morning, Sylvia. My sister's joining me from The Breakfast Club in Houston, Texas. We thought we'd kind of move around and come on location, and what better place than to come over with my family. So if you're in Houston, certainly you have heard of The Breakfast Club. And if you have not, then you are for sure missing out. And you need to get by and check it out. They obviously have great breakfast. They have all kinds of lunch. Yep. And that is my brother trying to figure out how to log on. So I am at The Breakfast Club. And that is where I am, Ms. Sylvia. Good morning to you, too. So here's a good thing for Houston sports fans, right? There are we have the Houston Astros. We got a chance to revel in all that glory that was the Houston Astros. And we also, I'm going to tell people, for those who don't know, breakfast. Now, the fortunate thing is we jumped right into basketball season. So we are live at the Breakfast Club, and we're talking basketball, and that's great because we don't have to spend a whole lot of time talking about the Houston Texans. We will do that because they are a part of the sports landscape of the city. But you know what else? And one of the reasons I wanted to get Marcus on is because while we can talk about some sports, we do that on this show, but we also talk about the things that are really important. What's important to you, what's important around the country, and there has just been some major news over the past week or so, right? Every day, it seems, you wake up wondering, oh, wait, who's going to be the person that falls today? What man is going to have to either apologize or deny that he has acted inappropriately with a woman, workplace or otherwise? And it is, you know, it's become quite a thing. So we're going to talk a little bit about that too. So if you're joining me on Periscope, you can weigh in. If you're joining me over on Facebook Live, your comments are welcome. Feel free to, you know, weigh in, and Marcus is going to join shortly. So first, before we get to the whole, the landscape of what's happening in this world, in this new time that we find ourselves in, and I want to share some thoughts that I have about it. You know, I, one, am totally against victim shaming, right? I don't believe in that. And then two, I think it's important that we have some real conversations about what all of this means, right? What all of it means. You know, I've had a lot of people ask me my thoughts about, you know, you're a woman, you know, what do you think? Well, I think it's awful when men abuse their power, and women have to be fearful, and they, you know, in their workplace or anywhere. I mean, I think there's no question about it. There's wrong. But I also think it's interesting that there seems to be, it seems to be a huge outpouring of love and concern and support for some women, you know. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But before we get to that, I definitely do want to talk. I want to talk about The Rock. Right, I just think it's only fair, right? We want to talk about the Rockets. They Pacers last night. I'm going to give you some numbers. You know, the Rockets, this Rockets team is pretty good, and that's not just because I'm here in Houston and I cover them, but this Rockets team is pretty good. They are 17-4, so they have only lost four games in this very young, of course, NBA season. They're 17-4, and they're getting really good production from everybody, right? Next up, the Rockets travel to the Lakers. They play the Lakers on Saturday night, and then they're on the road all next week. Then they come back the following week on Monday, and they have a 7-game homestand. So they head out tomorrow for a 3-game road trip. They go out and play the Lakers, and I wanted to give you some. So, last night's win, they beat, was a 118-97 win over the Indiana Pacers. In the Rockets' last 10 games, they are 9-1. They have won 6 in a row. So, this Rockets team is kind of rolling. And in case you're wondering, the Rockets team happens to be the best in the West, right? The Rockets team is the best in the West. Good morning, Marcy Brooks. Hello. If you are joining me, please do share the video. I would appreciate that. If you share the video with your community so they can be part of today's show. And there is a lot of energy here. So try to beat the lunch crowd. Try to get in after the morning rush and before the lunch crowd here at the Breakfast Club. It's always something happening. You're always going to see somebody you know. And so it was really last minute. I would have told you guys I was going to be here. It wasn't until a couple hours ago, actually, that I knew I'd be here live at the Breakfast Club. So, very cool that Marcus was available. And said, why don't you just come over here? So, here I am. So the Rockets are doing their thing. They have the best match. That means they have a better record than the whole standing. They have a better record right now than the Golden State Warriors, the San Antonio Spurs, new scores. Let's do some NBA. And yes, it is Thursday, which means Thursday night football will be happening tonight, and it is the Redskins at the Cowboys, two teams at a 5-0. NFC East is not looking like a great division right now, are they? I know there are Cowboys fans, And I think he was kind of trying to get out on Jason Garrett. Am I correct to say that? You guys are starting to feel some kind of way about Jason Garrett? That he's all of a sudden not doing a great job of coaching? Well, let's not say all of a sudden, because I don't know when he ever has done a great job.